Okay, our friends. So it's almost Thanksgiving, and that means feast, right? That's what people do on Thanksgiving. So before we start to think about feasting, we might think about what are your favorite foods to eat?
You may think cookies.
You may think cookies. And if that is the case, if your favorite thing is a cookie, then we've got a great story for you. It is called Cookie Time. It was written by Jesse Sima, and it is read today by Mommy and
Cookie Wookie.
Cookie Wookie. Buckle up, y'all. Here we go. Grandpa put the cookies in the oven and set a timer.
Now we wait, he said.
Cat and Ari loved cookie time, but waiting was very difficult. That is the hardest part, isn't it? So they built a time machine, as one does. They set it to take them into the future, to just after the cookies were finished baking. That way, they would never have to wait. At least, that was the plan. But you know what they say about the best laid plans, right? Have you heard that phrase before?
The best laid plans.
Yeah, they never work. That's what they say. So let's see if their plan works. Okay, when they arrived in the future, the house was dark and quiet. They retrieved the spare key and snuck into the kitchen for cookie time. But they were too late.
We must have eaten them all, said Ari.
That was very rude of us,
said Kat. But they forgave their future selves and returned to their time machine, and they set it to take them into the past, to just before they ate all the cookies. At least, that was the plan. But what has happened? In the picture, we can see they've got a little dog, don't they? And that little dog
almost ate the switch.
Yup. When they arrived in the past, the house looked different, and so did Biscuit.
Biscuit is their dog.
Is that you?
Asked Ari.
Is that us?
Asked Kat. Because we can see in the picture that there are little tiny kid versions of Ari and Kat. I mean, they're little, right?
Yeah.
Ari and Kat both remembered this day. It was their very first cookie time with Grandpa. And he's setting out a great big picnic blanket out in the yard, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
It would be so easy to take those cookies from ourselves, said Kat.
That would be very rude of us, said Ari.
And neither of them wanted to ruin what had been a perfect day. No, it's not kind to take cookies from smaller children, is it? No, that would be very rude. And so they returned to their time machine, and they set it to take them to the future, to just after the cookies were finished baking, but just before they had been eaten. And you know what I think?
What?
Right about now, if they hadn't been messing around in the future and in the past and all over the place, they probably would be just about now getting the cookies out of the oven. That's what I think.
At least that was the plan.
Oh no. Another thing has happened, and they have messed up their time machine for the third time. They're having some really ridiculously difficult times here, aren't they? Because wow, wowie! When we see the next page,
When they arrived in the future, everything seemed different, and boy, does it. There are pink trees and rainbow... What are these things called?
Wind turbines.
Rainbow-colored wind turbines and flying bridges between floating islands and all kinds of strange things. But it turned out some things were not. As they raced through the streets, Ari and Kat caught a familiar scent in the air. They followed their noses until they found the source. "Cookie time," says the machine in the ground. And it says, "No waiting." And they're just, it looks like a bubbly machine, doesn't it? They chose exactly what kind of cookies they wanted. They didn't even have to wait. There, they just popped them out. The machine just pops out the cookies. But something was missing. They had the cookies, but this was not cookie time. Why wasn't it cookie time? Why?
I don't know.
Ah. I can see immediately what the problem is. Because they're missing the person who made the cookies, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Kat and Ari decided it was time to go home. There was just one last thing to take care of.
"You took that from us," said Ari. "That was very rude of you," said Kat.
And in that moment, they knew what had to be done. See, there's a future dog that has taken away part of their ship, which they need in order to decide where they're traveling in time, right? Mm-hmm.
There's a dinosaur that they have.
Mm-hmm.
They threw the dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
The dog went to chase it.
Yeah.
And they got their switch back.
Yes. So now they've got their switch. And with their time machine returned to working order, they very carefully set it to take them back to when they started. When they arrived at home, everything looked just like they'd left it, and nothing was missing, including their grandpa, right? And to their surprise, it felt like no time at all before it was cookie time, and everyone agreed it had been worth the wait, except for Biscuit.
"We'll play with you soon," said Ari. "Wait till we're finished," said Kat.
But waiting was very difficult, right? So what do we see Biscuit doing? Biscuit has climbed into the box. And he is turning on the time machine. He is now a time-traveling doggy to the time of the dinosaurs. Good luck, little doggy. Hopefully he doesn't become a dino snack. Right?
Uh-huh.
Silly.
Wait, look. A dinosaur has just fetched a stick.
Maybe they're going to play fetch.
To play with each other.
A dinosaur and a dog playing fetch together? It could happen. Can you imagine what that would be like? Crazy, huh?
Uh-huh.
And that, our friends, is...
The end.
The end.